But right now on a Monday, you know what we do. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to check in with our mayor, Andy Shore.
He's the mayor.
And so much more.
He's the mayor.
Ah, yeah. Hi, Andy. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I am doing well. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I got my garden sort of what it's going to be, sort of figured out. You do much of that kind of stuff? You don't have time for gardening, do you?
A little. You know, when I have time, my wife handles most of that. She's a master gardener, so she doesn't let me. But I'm the guy who goes out and gets the mulch. So on Saturday in between events, I went out and bought 30 bags of mulch. So you saw me at Home Depot lugging bags of mulch into my car and then home and then lugging them again out of the car onto the patio. And then she takes it from there. So I'm like the worker. I do what I'm told when it comes to the gardens and stuff. And ours look great. My wife does a great job.
You're a smart man. That's how we made it to 24 years of wedded bliss today. My wife and I just, you need that? No problem.
Happy anniversary. It's funny because I know my place in my family. You know, my daughter, my son, my wife, our four cats. I was at a meeting with former Congressman Harold Ford Jr., and he said he's got five kids and his wife, and he said he felt like he's like 32nd. In his family in terms of pecking order, but he feels better because he's up from 36. So I told him I can relate to that.
You know what, though? Even though city government or whatever, family, you lead from behind. You lead by encouragement. You lead by example. That, you know, that's a good leader. Hey, let me talk about today a little bit this morning. Are you swinging a sledgehammer? Is that what you're going to be doing? I mean, we're talking about destruction here.
I don't think so. I would love to swing a sledgehammer, but I am, you know, we want to be very sensitive to OSHA violations and things like that. But as you know, the citizens of the city of Lansing passed a police fire and courts millage about a year ago. And we've been doing a lot of environmental work. We've been doing all kinds of planning. And today, that really old, in bad shape armory that's on South Washington. We call it SWAC, the South Washington Office Complex. But that is coming down starting today. Scott Bean, my communications director, he wanted to try and implode it, you know, so you could press a button and have explosions go off.
Oh, cool!
Our folks said no to that. and then we thought, you know, Wrecking Ball, but they said no to that also. So I'm not exactly
the Miley Cyrus song? You're going to have a Miley Cyrus song involved?
We could play the song, but we can't have the actual Wrecking Ball.
Okay.
So what are you doing? So some folks in there.
Okay. If you start a new project, you have the golden shovel and you turn the first thing of dirt. This would be, you could have the golden sledgehammer.
We could. I've only done this once before. Where the Capital City Market is now, there used to be a Brogan's, an old auto center. And when I was there, they took it down, and we've actually got video of it. It was a big, like, truck that came in and kind of pushed over the building. So I got to kind of stand there and almost, like, say, you know, ready, go, and pointed. And then the truck came and tore it down. It had little gripper things, and it pulled down a lot of the metal. And so that was kind of cool. It was fun to see. So we'll do that with the building today and really, you know, get that project, not get it moving, but keep it moving. It won't be done until 2017 because there's so much work to do. But we're really excited to see progress made there for our police officers, for our firefighters, for our courts. It's much needed. It is much needed, and they're all ready. You know, they're all counting the days.
Can I just say, Andy, now just as you talk, I'm glad you don't get the sledgehammer. All they're going to let you do is say, ready, set, go, right?
I don't really know. We're going to have to figure it out. I'd love to do something, but whatever I'm allowed to do, I'm going to do. You know, I'll swing a sledgehammer at home, but, again, doing it on a job site. I've got a hard hat, but I don't know what they're going to let me do. I'd love to throw a sledgehammer through a wall or something. It's also really thick, like concrete, so I don't know that it's going to be that easy.
Well, again, just to hear your wording, when you refer to them grabbing with a big machine with some gripper thingies on it, as you said, I'm not in the trades,
so clearly I'm there to say let's get this done and then let the pros do it. They're trained, they're certified. You know, my son's a precision machinist. And he always jokes that that I have no idea what he does. He does CNC operation, and I have no idea what he does. So
no,
I'm very
I couldn't tell you. I have friends who do that. I have no clue what. No,
that's right.
No, but then again, they don't know what you do, Andy. Come on. Even though most of what you do is in the public, but still, they couldn't be mayor.
Yeah, most of them are definitely afraid to do public speaking. So I hear you.
Oh man. All right. You know what? Here's why I could never want to be a mayor. Is just I don't deal with criticism well. And if somebody says I don't like what you did, then we're gonna have to have a cage fight, and that's not gonna be good.
That. Well, I guess they're called debates in my forum, but
okay, fine. Hey, Andy, we're up on time already. Your mayor and so much more, Mayor Andy Shore. This is good, though. We're going to get the demolition done and then construction going. Andy, we got to go. 1320 WILS.
Thanks, Mike.